Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. South African business is sounding the alarm on critical issues, skills. It's not a new issue, but it is an important one. And a new survey shows that almost 80% of large firms are struggling to recruit key talent, risking stalled growth and missed opportunities. With global competition for scarce expertise heating up, is our immigration system still fit for purpose, or are we blocking the very people that we need the most? Joining us now is Marissa Jacobs, Managing Director at Expat Web. It's the company behind the country's leading critical skills survey. Marissa, welcome. And you paint a grim picture of skill shortages in South Africa. How much of this, in your opinion, is due to a failure by business itself to invest in local talent development? Or was the problem bigger than that?
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me. And I really do believe that the problem is larger than that. If we look at the survey amongst businesses, which we've been running since 2017, we are very specific in terms of asking businesses how much do they invest in terms of skills transfer, succession planning, and the numbers are overwhelmingly over 80%. But business is very aware that they need to be transferring skills, developing local talent. If we look at the numbers in terms of the percentages of foreign talent in versus local talent being developed, the percentages are significant into the South African talent space. So businesses are not bringing in large volumes of talent. They are being very sparing in terms of the skills that they bring in, because obviously they're difficult to recruit and they're expensive, and the immigration system is hard to navigate. So the preference is always to look for local talent. But there is definitely a skills gap in South Africa, which is aided by obviously South Africans who leave to look for opportunities abroad. And that skills gap has to be supplemented, as it does everywhere internationally, with foreign skills. And the survey shows that remains pertinent in order to fill the gap in the short term.
Marissa, of course, the two words talent and skills are really a catch-all phrase. Where specifically is the problem? Where's the skills logjam here?
So that's what we try to ascertain every year in terms of the skills survey. So the new skills survey has just opened up this week, where we're trying to get latest information from business to ask what are the skills at the moment, looking at how business is progressing, what are the new skills that business is looking for. If we look at the results from the past few years, it remains in areas such as engineering, ICT, more and more with AI and technology coming in, healthcare professionals, C-suite professionals. We see in the financial profession quite a lot, and even areas such as marketing and business development increasingly becoming more complex, and with the business world becoming more global, looking for that global talent to bridge the gap in terms of expansions.
Marissa, if I understand this correctly, the trusted employer scheme and points-based system were introduced to speed things up. I guess the question is, if you have that platform or that facility, are businesses locally engaging enough with these frameworks, or are they just complaining about red tape?
So from a trusted employer scheme perspective, we had round one open up. We had a very low take up in terms of the trusted employer scheme. There's only 73 companies at the moment endorsed in terms of the trusted employer scheme. Those 73 companies have really seen the benefit of that system, and they've really pulled ahead in terms of immigration and bypassing that red tape, as you call it. The rest of business obviously took a wait and see approach, and they are now extremely eager to be part of the trusted employer scheme, which the second round is set to open up in July. But definitely the department has introduced the points-based system. We've seen that helping a lot for businesses to be able to bring talent in. But yes, we need to encourage more participation from business. There needs to be a balance. There's a lot of complaining, and I think business does have an appetite to be more involved. They're just not always sure how to be more involved. And this survey certainly is an area where they can easily get access to being more involved in terms of policy and legislation.
One of the issues, as you've referenced, is visa delay. It is a barrier, but there are many companies that still struggle to provide complete documentation or meet compliance standards. So they would surely carry some of the blame here.
Yes. The immigration system is set up in such a way that you have to submit a compliant application in order to secure a work visa. And as a company who's recruiting international talent, the company takes responsibility for compiling that application with the skilled applicant. And where they are not able to meet that minimum threshold in terms of complying for that visa application, that visa will not be issued. And so the burden remains on the company to make sure that they are compliant and they meet those minimum standards and that they can prove that they really need to bring this skill in to bolster their local workforce.
I'm going to leave it there. Marissa Jacobs, thank you very much indeed. Managing Director, Expat Web, and the Critical Skills Survey is just out. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.